We are still flowing with Passage, and this one is entitled, The Sun Will Come Again. Go. The main reasons people say they've gotten involved in a cause in the past, because remember now, I shared with you there are a variety of ways that we can give. And the main reasons people say they've gotten involved in a cause in the past are primarily emotional. They believed they could make a difference. 62% said they believed they could make a difference. 45% said they either saw or heard a moving story, something that really moved them emotionally. 38% of adults remember being driven by an overwhelming sense of purpose. 34% said a relationship with someone who was already involved in the cause motivated them to get involved. Direct requests for involvement seem to be less convincing. Only 20% of people say that they joined the cause because they were explicitly challenged. 9% joined because they were asked to join. However, the pleas may be more effective within the context of church attendance and faith commitment. 30% of practicing Christians, self-identified Christians, who say their faith is very important in their lives and have attended a worship service within the past month, took up a cause because their church, quote unquote, cast a vision for it. The motivations for selecting a specific organization to support are also often made on an emotional, heart-centered level. A special personal interest is the most important factor, with 40% saying that's the case. Is very much the case, 46% saying that's somewhat the case. Personal interest, followed by a desire to address an immediate need or emergency, with 32% saying that that was very much the case, 53% saying that is somewhat the case. So you're talking 85% saying they got involved because there was an immediate need or emergency. And I mean, I think that's good. People needing funding to rebuild homes. People needing funding to put food on the table. I'm thinking about when natural disasters have hit, earthquakes, terrible storms. And of course, we know that people need help when man-made disasters strike. We look at, for example, this governmental shutdown instigated by our president and supported by the Republicans in Congress. And we have many, many people all across this nation hurting because of that. And through GoFundMe and maybe other avenues, people are receiving assistance. GoFundMe sites and people are trying to verify that the particular plea that they're looking, that they're reading about is on the up and up, is real. And people are making donations. Wow, what beauty. Out of ugliness, beauty. Out of darkness, light. Out of mean-spiritedness, compassion. Hope of making a difference can also spur on concern or action. For example, when it comes to global poverty, 57% of U.S. adults say that knowing it is possible to end extreme global poverty would make them do significantly more to help bring that about. Among those who say that they're practicing Christians, it goes from 57% to 62%, just 5 percentage points more. And that 57% of all U.S. adults who say that knowing it's possible to end extreme global poverty makes them do more to help, that 57% is 11 percentage points more than in 2011. I think that that's encouraging, that as bad as things are getting with all the rise in hatred that we're observing, the bad amongst law enforcement officers killing non-threatening black men and women, policies being continued that are designed to make it harder for poor people to survive, to keep medicines coming into the household, food on the table, rent paid, etc. Rallies that center on hatred being called across the nation, with some of those whose hearts are filled with hatred, some of those who support the rallies, driving their cars through those who oppose the hatred, sometimes killing in the process. With all of that ugliness that is so prevalent, there's still beauty here too. And from 2011 to recently, there is an 11 percentage point gain in the number of U.S. adults who say that knowing that it's possible to end extreme global poverty would make them do significantly more to help bring that about. Christians, practicing Christians, 62% say the same. And I like the fact that not only are they wanting to do something about the poverty, but they're looking not just at America, but they're looking at the globe, the world. Extreme global poverty is something that they want to help do something about. Mr. Newsman, my old friend, do you believe?